States, in Europe, in Latin America. It was populated by workers, students, professionals, intellectuals who told of their experiences. Some ventured back, others could not. Isabel Allende.
Repression was more organized, more efficient than before. So I didn't return. But in 1988, we had a plebiscite in Chile, in which the government offered the population the possibility to choose between Pinochet for another 8 years or some kind of democratic government. And Pinochet, that had all the propaganda machine in his hands, lost the plebiscite. At that point, I returned to Chile for the first time, for a week only. And then I went back in 89 for the election, and I have been back ever since, at least.
The 1988 plebiscite had a profound effect on many Chileans. It represented both a political as well as a psychological opening. René Castro.
What happened later? When Pinochet called for a plebiscite, and this plebiscite let people regroup in Chile, because he thought he would win the plebiscite, but he lost it. Then is the cultural affairs start rebuilding again, because they used this election, this plebiscite, in order to express themselves with music, with posters, with paintings. It was the beginning of what happened today. Today is absolutely freedom of expression in the country.
The plebiscite was followed 1 year later by Chile's first democratic election in nearly two decades. Christian Democrat Patricio Aylwin, presidential candidate of a coalition of 17 political parties, received an absolute majority.
It was a very interesting time because you still could feel the sense of caution and fear for many years after the election, even halfway through the next 6 years of the first democratically elected president, Patricio Aylwin, we could still feel how cautious the press was, how people feared the military, how there was this idea that if anything happened, the military would take over again. So it has taken a long time for the country to feel like a democracy. And I think that still one of the sequels of what happened is that many people have the idea that if the truth is known, if the truth is put on the table and we start discussing the dead, the disappeared ones, if we talk about torture, if we talk about the atrocities that were committed, if people come out with their stories and tell them, if we look for the bodies, that will sort of create some kind of repression or reaction from the military, that would hurt democracy. In my opinion, it would only fortify democracy and make it stronger.
Coming to terms with the past presents Chileans with a formidable challenge. Though some of Chile's institutions have changed, others have not, or still remain under the former regime's influence and control.
We are living the aftermath of a dictatorship.
Ariel Dorfman.
A dictatorship creates terror, creates fear, creates dread. And this dread does not end when the dictator decides to become the commander-in-chief of the army. That doesn't even finish when he decides to leave the commander-in-chief of the army and become senator for life, and keeps all the forms of power that kept him in power in place.
I realized when I went back that nobody wanted to talk about what had happened. And every time I talked about it, it was a bad place. I was sort of isolated because of that. Not only me, because I'm talking about me, but I shouldn't. This is what happened to everybody who returned. All the exiles and the refugees.
Relatives of the disappeared people are still don't know the fate of their loved ones.
Joan Hara.
In the case of so many people, there has been no justice for all the horrors that happened during the military coup ruined during the whole 19 years of the military government. I mean, the scars of that have never been healed, and they cannot be healed until... It's probably already too late for that, but so many years without knowing, without any sense of justice.
It has changed. The country has been changed.
Isabel Letelier.
After 17 years of military ruling, we recovered democracy, but the truth is that military governments are a little bit like smoking tobacco. I mean, the effects are seen in a long term. And in this moment, after more than 10 years of democracy, we still cannot achieve the understanding of the Chilean citizens that they are the subjects of their history. They are scared still of practicing democracy. They don't believe in politics anymore. Well, that is something that is happening all over the world. But in Chile, I think it's very interesting because there was a poll done by United Nations and said that Chileans do not appreciate democracy. Pinochet told them for years and years and years in the press, in the radio, in the television, that politicians were corrupted and they don't understand what is the role of politics. So we don't see citizens taking on their hands the responsibility of changing things, of demanding to the authorities what they want. They were for 17 years with a very, very strict ruler, and they feel that everything comes from above. They are not doing what they should be doing, organizing. They have forgotten how to organize.
Outside Chile, the international solidarity movement and the movement to defend human rights grew larger and stronger with time. In 1998, a Spanish judge named Baltasar Garzón ordered Pinochet's arrest and extradition to Spain to face charges related to the thousands of political killings and disappearances during his rule in Chile from 1973 to 1990. While visiting London in 1998, Pinochet was arrested by British police. After spending 500 days under house arrest, Pinochet was released on a technicality and returned to Chile, where he was investigated for various crimes against the Chilean people.
This experience of having him taken prisoner by Scotland Yard and accused of acts of genocide and crimes against humanity, and judged in the name of humanity by Spanish judges and English judges in the House of Lords and elsewhere, this experience, which then brought him back to Chile, where then he was stripped of his immunity by the Supreme Court, was an act of exorcism and of enormous advance, both for Chile and for the rest of humanity, because Pinochet established the principle of universal jurisdiction for crimes against humanity, meaning that anybody who has committed a crime against humanity can be judged in any place around the world in the name of that humanity.